Hey guys, Lauren Gardner here for a very special evening at the Newman Center for the Performing Arts at DU. Tonight is the Denver Broncos cheerleaders finals. These women have been working very hard all week, beginning last Sunday. They've learned several routines. They've also been interviewed one-on-one. They've been tested on their football knowledge. Check it out, 100 question football test. These girls are a lot more than just pretty faces. They've also been judged on their dance technique. We're talking turns, kicks, flexibility, all sorts of things. Oh yeah, you also have to be pretty photogenic to be a Denver Broncos cheerleader. They were also judged on that as well. Tonight, our finalists will be performing several routines that they learned throughout the week. They will also be introducing themselves to the audience. And then later on, they'll be performing a solo routine, which is my favorite part of the evening. They all were able to come up with some of their special skills, and this is their opportunity to showcase them. So you might see gymnastics, tap dancing. We even have some Irish step dancing. The judging and deliberation process is by far, in my opinion, the most difficult part of the evening. They have to narrow it down from 49 women to the final 26. So the judges will come together into the deliberation room. They'll calculate the scores. They'll discuss a few different choices, and hopefully it won't take very long, but they'll come out with their 26 members of the 2015 Denver Broncos cheerleaders.
I think it was kind of tough, man. That was my first time being a judge, and I know it's kind of hard, you know, making a decision like that. And I know a lot of these girls worked really hard. Well, all of them, I know they worked really hard. So it's tough on my behalf, you know, having to make that tough decision. But, you know, it comes with the job.
Waiting to hear if you're a member of the team is the most nerve-wracking part. But when you're sitting there and finally you hear your number get called to be part of a cheerleading organization for the Denver Broncos, it is probably one of the most exciting moments that these women will ever experience.
This is my seventh time making the team, and I never take it for granted. It's an incredible opportunity to be a part of this organization and to be a member of this team. They only take 26 women, and there were close to 200 amazing women that tried out, 49 finalists, and this feeling never gets old. I'm just so grateful and so honored.
You know, these women are known throughout the community. They're passionate about dance. They're passionate about their community. They work with the youth. So I think they're a total package, and I'm just excited to be surrounded by women that, you know, exuberate just excellence.
You know, I'm just so thankful to be a part of this program another year. This was definitely the hardest tryout I've ever done. Year two, you know what you have to lose, and I'm so happy to be here. This year was a very different feeling. A lot more emotional this year because you want it so bad. You know that it's your entire life and it's turned into your entire passion, and not having it, I don't know what I would do. So hearing my number this year was a completely different feeling.
Well, that wraps it up from the 2015 Denver Broncos Cheerleaders Audition Finals, brought to you by AutoNation. I can tell you from personal experience, this was probably the stiffest competition at any audition finals I have ever seen. We have our 26 2015 cheerleaders behind me, and we are looking forward to an incredible season on the sidelines.